From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 9th, 2010. Each week, this podcast brings you news and opinions about all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief today in Broomfield, Colorado.
And last week, the geospatial developer world was abuzz as Apple provided some clarifications to how it wanted its developers to use and not use location-based advertising within its applications. We'll have our thoughts on that change and information after a word from our sponsor.
Develop and deploy web applications with ESRI web mapping APIs to integrate online maps and GIS tasks. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mapping APIs.
Now, I think the best way to look at this new information from Apple is to go right to the text that they provided in one of their news bulletins. And I'm going to quote, "The Core Location Framework allows you to build applications which know where your users are and can deliver information based on their location, such as local weather, nearby restaurants, ATMs, and other location-based information. If you build your application with features based on a user's location, make sure these features provide beneficial information. If your app uses location-based information primarily to enable mobile advertisers to deliver targeted ads based on a user's location, your app will be returned to you by the App Store review team for modifications before it can be posted to the App Store." End quote. And there's some interesting wording there, in particular this idea that if your application takes advantage of location, you need to make sure that the features it offers provide, quote, beneficial information, unquote. So there's this sort of vague notion that it has to be valuable to or benefit the user of the application in some way. And that's led to a bunch of different understandings of this statement. There are those who feel that this is just an outright ban on location-based advertising within apps. Others take it a little more gently in saying, well, it's really, the thought is that this is for the user, and we just want to be reasonable about what ads get to the user. Now, the Wired blog actually did get a statement from Apple about sort of the why of this, and the statement is as follows. "The Core Location Framework allows developers to deliver information to customers based on their location. This should be done with the customer's permission and for a purpose that is directly beneficial to the customer." So in a sense, it's restating, but it seems to now be connected to doing the right thing, getting permission, and so forth. Now, Joe, what was your take as you read about this statement from Apple?
Well, my first thought was, does Apple really want to be in the business of becoming the location cop? I don't know whether they want to open up the Pandora's box of location-based advertising in this way. I mean, they'll have the ad industry all over them. I mean, that's just my initial take. It kind of hit me between the eyeballs with that. I think the problem is the ad industry was kind of still stuck in the mass market advertising syndrome and doesn't necessarily have a clue yet how to market on based on location. And Apple is trying to lay these guidelines down, and with the number of location-based apps out there, I'm not sure they want to be the traffic cop on this.
Well, see, and that's really one of the interesting things is that Apple is already the traffic cop, right? Because every application that gets submitted to the Apple Store, somebody at Apple gets to stamp it, yes, it goes into the store, or no, it gets sent back. And there's been an awful lot of discussion about exactly what is it that disallows you from being in the App Store.
Yeah, but it takes it to a different level, right?
Agreed.
I mean, it's going down below the app level to the point where they want to dictate whether that information is beneficial. And, of course, the Wired article gave a couple of examples of what might or might not be beneficial to the user, and I'm not sure they want to go down that path. I just think that they're putting themselves up for more work than they want to. And now, having said that, I'm wondering if there's a broader implication here, just as they have tried to manipulate the music business and now the book business with the iPad. Is there some other reason they're doing this beyond disservice of this article. So I just raised that as an issue.
Right. Well, and we can certainly jump to that other reasoning, which seems to be the most pointed to explanation for why this statement has been made, and it has to do with Apple's acquisition in January of Quattro Wireless, which is a platform for distributing advertising to mobile devices. So there's a sense of, well, Apple doesn't want you to get too plugged into this way of making money by selling advertising within your apps because it wants all that money.
Well, and it has done a fine job of controlling the music business to the point if they're going to be the go-to people for location-based advertising, I think what you said at the beginning was they want to get into this slowly and provide some upfront guidelines. This seems to be that type of you know, initiative. Like we're not quite sure what to do yet with location-based advertising, but here's the guidelines we're going to give you anyway, and we're going to be the gatekeeper for all of this.
Right, and that's what they've done thus far, and certainly there have been complaints, but it does give them this sense of leeway. And I want to quote Elliot von Buskirk writing in Wired, the rule leaves considerable leeway for advertisers because nothing about it bars a subway station locator app from serving up ads for local subway stores. On the flip side, it means more headaches for the team at Apple responsible for approving apps because they will have to make judgment calls about the ratio of benefit to advertising in the apps they advertise. And their track record so far is already a bit uneven, judging from developer complaints about arbitrary rejections and delayed approvals, unquote. And that just may be par for the course for Apple, that they put something out there, and of course the industry is going to watch very carefully what gets accepted, what doesn't get accepted, to try to better define what the rules are, and perhaps Apple is also trying to better define those rules even as it moves forward. And everybody is worried about walking down the street and being bombarded by all these ads. And that's always the stories you hear. Well, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, and it almost signals we're kind of at this early stage with location-based advertising. It's very much akin to what we experienced 10, 15 years ago with the web, which is the only way to monetize a business model was advertising. So if you're going to make money on a location-based app, the only way to monetize your development is in inserting a location-based ad or something akin to it. And so this is, I think, the issue that is being set up for Apple, is that you're going to have all these developers who want to get a location-based app out there, and now they've got to wrestle with these guidelines of what to me is beneficial information. I think the issue you've raised with the subway store is interesting, because if they're going to advertise $5 footlongs, that to me is beneficial information. It's an ad. But to me, I want to know where the closest subway store is that's going to offer the $5 footlongs, even though that's a nationwide policy. But you see what I'm saying? Is that to me is beneficial. And I don't know where Apple can clamp down on the guidelines by saying that's not.
Right. Well, and let me also cite Daniel Indiviglio writing at The Atlantic. And he says that, well, it's got to be about the Quattro acquisition, because if Apple really wanted to best serve its users, it would give them the option of getting ads or not in these ads, in these applications. So, in a sense, yeah, they're making this decision for you so that you, Joe, can't decide whether or not you get these ads or not. Apple's going to make that decision for you.
Yeah, and it seems arbitrary at this point. I'm not sure that these a basic guideline of beneficial information is enough to give developers a handle on whether their app is going to be accepted. And I think it's going to give them pause and maybe inhibit a little bit of creativity in terms of what they present to Apple as being an acceptable application. So.
Right, and there certainly are plenty of stories of app developers writing an app, submitting it, it gets rejected, they tweak something, they submit it, it gets rejected, they tweak something else, and eventually, hopefully, it gets accepted, which is an awful lot of work on their part. Now, you do have to put this in context, though, because if Google is the company that doesn't want to do evil, and in their world of mobile, that is in the Android operating system, it's a free-for-all. Anybody can write apps, anybody can put them out there, go for it. Apple is much more the big brother, we're going to have a closed system. We control the hardware. We control the operating system. We control which apps you can have access to. And you could argue until dawn about which one is better or worse or which is evil. But if you look out into the marketplace, despite this big brotherish sort of quality, the Apple ecosystem, both the iPhone and the other devices, iPods and MacBooks and everything else, has a loyal and dedicated following. So maybe people want this. They want that gatekeeper, realizing that it's not going to be a perfect system, but for them, it's a better system than the free-for-all.
Let's just say that the guidelines are good and not for any purpose other than giving developers a handle. What has happened here is that maybe they are at least being the company that tries to corral the cats, in other words, who are trying to get into location-based advertising, and bring them under an umbrella that says, here's the way we're going to do it. Because right now there really is no effort out there. I think a couple of the efforts to do location-based advertising, especially hyper-local advertising, have kind of failed. You know, they really haven't really materialized anything worth what we thought it was going to be. So this is maybe not such a bad thing, and you know, hopefully Apple will get feedback relatively quickly, and we'll hear what's going on.
I think the one other thing that's worth noting, because it also came up in the last few days of last week, is that there seems to be some fingers pointing these days saying that if you submit your iPhone application to the App Store and it mentions Android, it may get rejected. So clearly Apple's working at a number of levels, potentially, of sort of drawing that line even clearer about what's okay and what's not okay. But you're right, their step forward into location-based services and drawing some kind of, if vague, lines really is a big step forward in this space.
Well, and there was an interesting article in Business Week a couple weeks ago on how Apple and Google will never be friends. So maybe this is one more chink in the relationship.
That's all the time we have this week. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that GIS Data Reviewer is an ArcGIS desktop extension that provides a set of tools to streamline spatial data quality control processes and workflows. With GIS Data Reviewer, you can implement a consistent data review process, minimize production resources, and increase confidence in your data to help you make reliable business decisions. Visit www.esri.com/data-reviewer to request a free 60-day trial. If you'd like to comment on today's topic, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.